This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talked the first hour about how President Trump in this social media site has huge ramifications, huge implications for the left. If you want to know why they need to shut that down, why they need to attack it, let me tell you. Go listen to hour one of the podcast. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can also call us at 844-551-8255. Trump's ability to get millions of people to come together on an issue are unparalleled. Unparalleled, really, at any time in human history. I mean, when you have 80 million people who voted for you and 35 million of them keep in touch, those are statistical anomalies. And let me tell you, be happy that he's on our side. Let me flip this around and say this to you. The Democrats have all the power of the government. They've got clandestine agencies. They have the media. They have capitalists. Everybody conspiring with them. And they still can't knock this guy out. And with all that, they can't get the majority of the people to think like they do. They have everything at their disposal. If Trump, let me put it to you another way. Since we're flippity-floppity, if Trump used the clandestine agencies, had a complicit media, and capitalism working with him, he would have 250 million people that were his adoring fans. And I'm just throwing numbers out there, but I'm 93% correct in saying that I may be 67% right on this. But it would be hundreds of millions. It wouldn't be just the 80 million that voted for him. Oh, man, the power that guy brings. And it's funny because I was I had a debate with a friend of mine who is not a fan of President Trump's style, but he likes his results. And he wants to see somebody that brings all that together. And I go, I don't know that you're going to find that person. I think the closest we're enjoy Trump. I don't think we're going to get any closer because he was giving me some tips on how to maybe help Ron DeSantis. And I'll talk more about him in another broadcast about my friend, but he's wanting, you know, somebody to take a lighter, easier version of, and I'm going, are you kidding? Trump is proving that his style works. He's proving that by not being this polished dude, that it's kind of like when we were making videos, they would say, you know, we would always talk about upping production, and we were learning that the videos that were going viral were the ones that people just took their phone and said, hey, man, blah, 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 blah. And those are the ones that went viral because they were more real. They weren't produced. And that's kind of how Trump is. So the left have to get him, and they went after him in so many different ways. And I don't know who issues the fatwas or who says, okay, that's over, but I'm telling you, it ain't over for Trump. It's not. But he keeps fighting back. And so he announces this new social media site, and leftists are more scared than a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit. And they have good reason to be, because if he gets a site like that up and running, it would be huge. I want you to just understand, a guy like him really controlling the narrative, giving you real news, giving you opinions. I mean, he would be a kingmaker. If he said, Kevin, I love what you do. I'm going to feature your blog because you have a funny way of delivering truth to you. Boom, I'd be on the map. If he did it right now, just through his emails, I'd be on the map. A viable Trump media site would make Trump more wealthy than Zuckercluck. But more importantly, he'd be taking a page out of Jeff Bezos' book, because he would go out and he would start owning media, not just print media, a la Bezos' purchase of the Washington Post. No, Trump would take down not only the WAPO, New York Times, you know, but TV, CNN, Fox News, I call him Fox News. He's that big. 80 million conservatives would move their attention and money to the site, and the echo chamber of silence on the left would be deafening. They wouldn't have anybody to kick around if we all left. But there's a hitch for Trump. Former President Trump's new social media platform, Truth Social, has been given 30 days to comply with the software's term of license before its access is terminated. If it fails to comply, the platform may face legal action or have to rebuild from scratch. Trump Media and Technology Group, a new company started by the former president, announced that it would soon launch Truth Social to stand up to the tyranny of big tech, and it's using an open source software called Mastodon. And so Mastodon, who's, I'm going to bet, is designed by lefties and run by lefties, or maybe they're smart and they're saying, I tell you what, we will threaten to sue you, but if you give us a couple million, $5 million, $10 million, we'll leave it alone. So I don't know what they'll end up getting out of it. And I'm sure if Trump's team is as smart as I think they are, they've got workarounds, and one of them is they could just buy them out. Or they could write their own hardened version of a platform, because when you've got an open source platform, trust me, the left are going to absolutely go after Trump every single day. He better have an amazing IT team. I'm just telling you, because they are not going, they will be relentless in their pursuit of him. So we'll see what happens, but I just want you to understand that it's already started, because the left understands how big this is. If Trump gets this thing launched successfully and immediately, let me put it to you this way. If he only had 5 million people interacting, it would be worth a fortune. But just imagine if the dollar value of every person you have on there is $100, which is reasonable to assume. Merchandising, that kind of thing, affiliate marketing, etc. What do you think Trump's worth is? And this is what I said really scares them, because they mocked Trump's worth as a billion. Oh, he's only worth what? Trump says, I'm worth $10 billion. Oh, he's not. He's only worth $4 billion. Okay. But what about when you're no longer talking about those numbers, because Trump is worth $450 billion and he can actually go out and do some real work with that money?
Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Imagine a world where people get to speak their opinions openly and honestly. They get to do what I do. And, you know, just for the record, I would love to have a bigger social media. I would love to have my Facebook page back and have the millions of followers that I should have, because I would have solved my own problem. I wouldn't be on the show every day going, hey, listen, guys, can y'all please let some people know? I mean, and I'm not begging you, because I'm not going to do it. I'm asking you to. If you're a listener of the program, you enjoy it. I think it's the least I can ask people to do is click a few buttons, maybe even go out and spread the idea of what I'm talking about from my own stuff. You know, by the way, a lady wrote to me and said, Kevin, I would buy your shirts, but they don't have your name on. I'm like, yes, it does. It has the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We rebranded that. So from the blacksphere.net, because we wanted all my PR and branding people go, put your name out there, Kev, put your name out there. Okay, my name's out there. So that's what we did. But the point is, I had a medium. I spent years building this audience that, I mean, you have never heard anything come out of my mouth that you would say is meant to hurt other people. I tell people, you don't bother me, I don't bother you. You don't raise your hands to me, I won't raise my hands to you. It's that simple. But if you do, I'm going to punch you hard and multiple times. But you leave me alone, I leave you alone. I have opinions about different things. I have opinions about Muslims blowing up things. I do. When it occurs, I go, man, that really sucks. That, you know, there are probably a bunch of them out there who are good people, but you got a radical group within your sect that does bad things. I talk about my own people, black folks. I mean, if we're going to segment and put me in a box, I'm in a black box right now, and I talk about black folks. It isn't because I'm trying to make black folks mad. I'm trying to get clicks on a thing. I'm telling you what is in my heart, what the truth is. I talk about police, good police, bad police. And I back it up with the stuff that I believe. I put my money where my mouth is. Sometimes too much of it. Too much money. Oh, somebody might argue too much mouth. But it is what it is. It's genuine. And if it were allowed to just go out there, I will bet you this with all my heart, with everything I believe, I'd be huge. If it got out there, I'd be huge. I did an event the other day, a police event. I spoke for 7 minutes. Brandon Tatum. I spoke for 7 minutes. And people came up to me, oh my gosh, Kev, man, oh my gosh. I did another event right after that, my event. They came to the movie screening of Bleeding Blue, and people said from that event, I came here, Kevin, just to see you again. And then a lady that I met second time, never knew this lady in my life, wealthy lady, said, Kevin, listen, you got to be bigger. I want to help. Now, in the past, I would have been like, oh, it's really flattering, and I would have walked away. I said, I'm listening. Pull the Frasier on her. I'm listening. And she says, I want to meet with you. I want to bring my team together. We're going to get you into schools. We want to show this movie around. I got a contact that will get this for police to show it to all the new recruits, et cetera. It was blossoming. Other people were like, Kevin, it's amazing, man. Oh, do you do? I didn't know you guys did everything that you do. Great. Appreciate it. We need to get the word out there. And then, of course, everybody goes, well, go get the Trump, get the Trump. Let me tell you, Trump is busy. He's on a big picture thing. I wish I was part of the strategy team. I do. It would blow your mind what I would be telling Trump right now. But I'm going to tell you this. Facebook, I said this before when we were building Tea Party Community, and then I moved over to PolitiChatter, and then we started looking at, are we going to do another one, are looking into that. But I said, Facebook, do you know what he has? Zuckerberg has a nuclear football, and it can never go off. But it could be it could generate all kinds of power. It could power the world. It's a nuclear power plant, or it could melt down. And he's melting it down because he's chasing off the best people. And Donald Trump is almost uniquely positioned to grab them. Give me your. Do you think Mike Pence could do it? Who? You think Rand Paul could do it? Ted Cruz? Josh Hawley? Put all the congressmen, senators together. Add in the Democrats. None of them could build anything close to Trump. Barack Obama had his shot and he blew it. He blew it. If Barack Obama were smart, he would have gone to Facebook and said, give me a presence in this. I want a percentage of it, and I will become the spokesperson for it. And they could have absolutely destroyed us. They have no idea how to do it. I'm not going to say it on the radio, but I know how to do it. I know how to destroy them. And if I do, I'll be at events with Don Jr. soon. But here's my thing. I'm not going to go beg the Trump family, hey, listen, I have some great ideas. No. If you figure out that I know what I'm talking about, come get me. That's what people have done when they see me speak. They go, hey, Kevin, let's sit down and talk. I can't tell you the number of people I consult with. Big names. And I won't tell you. But they come to me because they know my expertise. And what my wife says is stop giving it away. Start charging for it. But I believe in the goodness of people. I believe if some of these people go out to become multi-billionaires or millionaires, whatever, they're going to say, Kev, I got you. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I die a pauper. But, hey, I've lived a good life. So I asked you earlier, imagine a world where you can speak openly and honestly. Somebody builds that world, and you get to build what I've built, what I invested in Facebook. If I could take back the 10 years that I invest, and by the way, I didn't even do it the right way with them. When we hit the ground running with whatever new site, whether it's mine or whether it's Trump, we are going to go fast. It's going to be light speed. We are going to come over here, come over here. I'll tell you what people don't understand when they come to check us out. They marvel at the number of things we produce. We got a new show called The Knockout. Have you guys seen the video? We did our first video of The Knockout the other day. You need to check it out. It's me talking about Bill Clinton and his infection. Now, I did it on the radio, but you got to see the TV production. We got cop shows. We got all kinds of things in development. And I don't know, we're trying to figure out how to render it. Where are we going to get people to listen to this stuff? But if Trump puts it all together and I bring all that stuff there, I'm telling you, we have content on top of content. And it's going to be mind-blowing. And I'm going to get a backer. I'm telling you, I'm going to get a backer that gets involved with me, who's going to say, I want to be a part of this growth. And then we are going to go lights out. It's going to blow your mind. We're just scratching the surface. And I said earlier, Donald Trump, when he understands oh my gosh, I want to tell you guys so much. I'll tell you a little bit when we come back after the break about what you could do if you had 80 million people on your social media site and you wanted to change politics. Now, you've heard me speak a little bit about it, but I'll give you a little bit more insight when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New COVID cases remain on a downward trajectory. The New York Times compiling data from across the United States and noting a 57% decline since early September. The report points to ongoing hotspots in parts of several northern states run by Democratic governors. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky warning about new variants, although none have been found as of yet. Several lawmakers are backing an effort to find out why taxpayer money is being used to fund research on beagle puppies. Two Florida representatives are among the dozen bipartisan lawmakers demanding answers about the drug testing being performed on dogs. The letter expresses concern for what it calls reports of costly, cruel, and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments on animals. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, Product Safety, and Data Security is holding a hearing with executives from top internet platforms to discuss protections for kids against potentially harmful content. Ranking member and Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn raises concerns about the social media platform's data collecting efforts, specifically TikTok, whose parent company is partially owned by China's government.
I've made no secret about my concerns that TikTok, which is owned by Beijing-owned ByteDance, is paving the way for the Chinese government to gain unfettered access to our children and teens.
The World Series is set to have a big impact on the Atlanta area. An economics professor at Georgia State University tells a local Fox affiliate in Atlanta, each game could pump $8 million into the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So during the break, my producers are like, this is a very different show than what we planned. It is. It is. I was going to tell you, I'm going to play you some stuff that about this virus, the vaccines, and all this stuff that is going to be mind-blowing, and we'll get to it tomorrow. But this idea of Trump doing this new site is something I think I need to explain and make people understand how big of a deal this is. And I did the first hour. I concentrated on that. This social media site is huge in its potential. So I'll just give you an example. So understand, we get upset when Target says, we're going to do transsexual bathrooms. And you're like, nobody's ever cared. There have been men and women bathrooms. If a guy's gone into, if a girl who is pretending to be a man goes into a bathroom and she uses the restroom, nobody cares. They don't care whether she went in a stall or she stood in front of a urinal. If she can make it work, that's cool. Nobody cares. If men who've gone into women's bathrooms, which they have been doing this since the first transsexual ever existed, because if your continence is you look like a woman, you're wearing a dress, whatever, and you go in a women's restroom, women may go, wow, that's a very manly looking man, but even women don't care. You go into a stall, you sit down, you use the bathroom, they look at your high heels and go, oh, there you go, or whatever your shoes are, and you walk out. It's been going on, but we have to make it an issue. So Target says, well, we're going to have special bathrooms. And then what about race relations, you know, with what's going on with Starbucks? And, oh, my gosh, you know, you used our bathroom, but you didn't buy any coffee, black man. So the rule applies to everybody, but we racialize that. And then Starbucks does all of its sensitivity training and all this other stuff. And, you know, we got to go through all this nonsense because that's the new world. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because when it comes to what the potential is, if you say, look, I'm sick of Starbucks, I'm sick of Target, but you don't want to boycott it per se, there's a way to boycott it. So I'll give you an example. When, what was it called? Angie's List. She came out, staunch leftist, and she's like, well, I'm going to hook up contractors, and you know, if you're building a house and all this, so she's a leftist. Made millions of dollars. I know where a general area where she lives in Indianapolis. She's made millions of dollars, and she's a total lefty. She was going after Chick-fil-A and all these other companies that did nothing except follow a corporate culture. So I boycotted her. I said, you know, now it's just called Angie or something like that. But I boycotted her and said, look, don't go to her. Go to Home Builders or whatever. It was another site at the time. Do that. We have the same opportunity here. So I want you to imagine Donald Trump saying, you know what, I'm going to go after these guys. I'm going to say, okay, 80 million conservatives, where do you live? Kevin, you live in Arizona? You buying a house? How about you use a realtor who's one of my staunch conservative buddies? you're going to be rehabbing a house. How about you use a rehab person who's a staunch conservative? He's got the opportunity to link the conservative movement where we keep our money in to ourselves. And you know what he could do? He'd say, I'm going to link you guys, and whatever Angie's List gets or any of these other organizations, he could say, just give me 1% of the for brokering the deal. And we'd be happy to pay it because I got a staunch conservative. You know what a staunch conservative means when you get somebody that's going to rehab your house or going to do a service at your house, maybe a plumber or, you know, whatever, a lawn guy? You know what it means when you get a conservative? Are you ready for this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? You get somebody that's got morals and ethics. More than likely. You want to roll the dice with those lefties? You want to know what happens in the construction business when you hire a leftist? You get liens placed on your house. They do shoddy work. They hold you hostage and all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to come do your work until I get more money, blah, blah, blah. They give you excuses for delays, etc. They are the worst people to work with. Donald Trump will have amassed the best people on the planet. You want tax advice, you need business advice, whatever, go to my conservative friends in your area. And oh, by the way, get to know each other. And you know what else you can do? He could become a cause. He could take that social media site and say, for those of you who are interested in working to attack school boards and get people on school boards, are there 2 or 3 million of you who make that your passion? Fantastic. I'd love to get you all together, and you start taking over school boards. You ready? Let's go. Tax policy, whatever. The maneuverability of having a site like that is unbelievable. That's why I said earlier, if Zuckerberg had partnered with MoveOn.org, who had 11 million people, and he said, okay, guys, I'm going to help you lefty organizations grow, which he did, by the way, by getting rid of us. But what is he left with? He's left with skanks and scoundrels. People who are looking for a way out, to shortcut, to get something for free. They're not giving anything back. Yeah, I mean, he's making money. Don't misunderstand me. But he wants our dollars. So if Trump gets that, just think of the merchandising alone. If Donald Trump does a shirt and it says, welcome to Truth Site or whatever, Donald Trump, you know, owned by the Trumpster. Or what? How many people buy that? 35 million people, 80 million on the site, but 35 million he can reach directly. What do you think Donald Trump does when he says, I'm signing footballs, you want to get a signed football, just send me $40 or whatever. The ball costs 10. He gets it out of China for 2. And out of 35 million people, just based on percentages, 10% would be 3.5 million. 1% would be 350,000. Let's just say it's 0.1%, a little over 0.1%, and 500,000 people do it, and Donald Trump makes $20 a ball for 500,000 people. You follow me? He makes $10 million to do one thing. Now, I want you to expand that to him doing something every day, and which, by the way, they are. They're offering placemats and all kinds of stuff. I want, that's just the potential there. What about affiliates? What about affiliate commissions? Where everything that gets sold on his site, he's getting 1% to 5% or 6%. And as I mentioned before, he's a media outlet. Do you understand what I say? He's a media outlet. 35 million people are listening to him every day. If he gets 80 million people on site, he becomes the biggest media outlet on the planet. He says to them, go to your city council meetings. Get me your when you're mad at a school board or mad at a city council meeting. People that are pushing back on the vaccines, go get me whistleblowers and we'll protect them. And he builds a bank of lawyers that are ready to fight for them. And what if he bills James O'Keefe and says, you know what, we got a nationwide whistleblower scenario, James. Let's build that together. Let's go after these guys. Are you starting to get the ideas? And by the way, what I'm sharing with you, this is social media 101. I started the conservative social media site 6 years ago when I predicted what was going to happen to us. Did it happen? You certainly did. It happened. Not only did they stop us from, did they slowly squeeze our esophagus to the point where we couldn't breathe, couldn't feed ourselves. They finally just popped our heads right off of our necks and they kicked us off their sights. And it's going to take somebody with vision that understands it. So I'm giving you 101 of how we take those dollars and we put it back in our organizations. Let me tell you something, people. There were probably, no exaggeration, 100 media outlets that popped up on Facebook because of, conservative media outlets. And these guys were making anywhere from $10,000 a month to $250,000 a month because of Facebook. It was a cottage industry. It was the eBay of information. If you had good quality content, at one point, I can tell you this, we were a chili pimping site compared to others, but we brought in $35,000 in 1 month on clicks. Had 8 million people hit our website. I think that was the amount. We brought in $35,000 that month. People loving what we did. And that was when Facebook saw that they were empowering us to make money and get our information out. They were like, oh, no. We might let you get some information out. We'll squeeze you there, but you're not going to make money. And so slowly, they just stopped. They wouldn't let you grow. Then they got into complete censorship. Oh, you want to say something different than what we say? Well, yeah. So imagine now, unfettered, what you can do. All those media sites bringing people off of Facebook and saying, come over, check us out. And knowing that your investment is not going to get hurt. You know how many people I know that I can tell you said, man, I want to go back on YouTube. I want to do Facebook, but I'm afraid. I can't say what I want to say. You know how many of them are scared right now? Guys that are making a lot of money off YouTube. They can't say what they want to say. And now, pretty soon, they can. It's coming, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots to talk about. Netflix and Chappelle. I watched the Chappelle Show on Netflix. And I don't even understand why they're boycotting this guy. Why there's been a lot of hoopla over it. But the LGBTQ community is dangerous. They're a dangerous community. And Dave Chappelle went straight at them. And he essentially, you know what Chappelle was saying? He said, I'm not homophobic at all, but I'm not going to bow down to you. You're not going to marginalize me. You're not going to feel like you're punching down on me. And that was one of the themes of this show. But we'll get into that another time. I wanted to talk about it today, but we got caught up in this social media thing because of Trump's new site and what happened last week with the stock when they announced it. 383% growth when it closed on the first day when they announced that he was going to partner with this digital company. And I went on to explain the digital landscape. And it is a landscape. There's real estate there. Remember when Arianna Huffington sold the Huffington Post, what, for $11 million? If she could redo that today, the real estate value of that today would have probably gone up more than her home, her actual home. Today, that $11 million, which seemed like a lot at the time, this is less than a decade ago, probably be worth $100 million. She wasn't going to make that in her home. So this thing, this idea that the digital landscape, this digital real estate, is huge. And Donald Trump is getting in on it after it's sort of been tested. Because I remember when we first brought up the social media site, and I brought it up to a friend of mine who's really wealthy, and he says, yeah, but what about MySpace? You know, and I was thinking, yeah, there have been some people who've died. There have been many. How many websites? You probably have websites you bought the domain and you don't use. It's just the nature of the beast. But he was, he almost like, well, you know, Kevin, it could be another MySpace. As it turned out, my site, it wasn't from a lack of activity. The TeaPartyCommunity.com was from bad tech from my partner and a lack of interest from the community. I didn't have that kind of clout. I was an ingenue in a new business I knew nothing, very little about, because it was kind of fresh and new. This whole idea of social media was still too new for me. People like Steven Crowder did a wonderful job. Steven and I talked, and he told me, he says, Kev, you gotta start paying attention to social media. But my old butt went, no, man, that's for you youngsters. And Steven's making millions of dollars a month off social media. He's bigger than Fox News. He's bigger than people on TV that have their own TV shows. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. I know him well. I talk to his dad, Darren, all the time. Well, not all the time, but I talk to him periodically. So why am I covering social media to this extent? Because the news of Trump having a social media site that now caters to the other side, it probably, he'll accept anybody, but it caters to our side. It strikes up conversations. And see, we're very diverse within those conversations. We don't all agree on abortion, pro-life, pro-choice. We don't all agree on guns to the level that we all don't agree on the vaccination and stuff. But you can at least discuss it openly and honestly and build your thing, your platform, and maybe look at it as like, okay, I'm going to start building this business without fear that I'm going to lose it in 6 months, or because somebody decides this tweet no longer works for me. Do you know people got kicked off of social media on the left when they went back and reviewed tweets from 2, 3, 4 years ago? Holy mother of Kavanaugh, how far do we have to go back? And was the tweet bad? Nope, not necessarily. I had videos taken down because I predicted that Trump would win, and the only way he wouldn't win is if they cheated. I said this early on. You know, your video violates the rules and regulations of our social media Gestapo. So Trump might build a site, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think he'll be the only game in town. I don't think it's going to dissuade my team from building our app. But Trump will buy out competitors. I hope he buys out mine if I decide to go that route. But here's what I will tell you. The rift that he created in social media made guys like Zuckerberg take notice. Let me put it to you this way. All of Silicon Valley is trying to figure out how to get Trump, how to keep him from not being successful. They're all working at it right now. But the problem is they can't do it because it would be fighting against themselves. As they said in Liar Liar, he'll be kicking his own butt if Zuckerberg decides to go after Trump. But he has decided, using Zuckerberg as an example, he's going to rename his company by the end of the month. Here's what they said. The coming name change, which CEO Mark Zuckerberg plans to talk about at the company's annual Connect conference on October 28th, but could unveil sooner, is meant to signal the tech giant's ambition to be known for more than social media and all the ills that entail. So he wants to distance himself from the controversy that he's driven up by being a segregationist. See, if he had been segregating black people, if Zuckerberg had said, listen, we don't want all this black talk and black things on the site. I mean, this is a site built for everybody, not just black people, you know, whatever. If it had been racial, it would have been a death nail for him. But he made it political in a time when people believe that the politics were such that people don't like conservatives. He convinced people that we, the majority of people in this country, are despised. And you know why it didn't impact him? Because he's getting paid on so many levels, and we didn't abandon him. And they brag, oh, Zuckerberg has 1.6 billion people. He wants to have 3 billion people by this period of time. Let him have them. Let him have the infrastructure for 3 billion people, 3 billion takers. But how about we take half a billion of them and we move them off? I keep talking about the 80 million staunch Trump supporters. Let me tell you something. Worldwide, this guy is a superstar. Trump has converted far more people than you can imagine, and he's leading revolutions of thought all over the world. We talked about the other day about Barry Weiss, former editor at New York Times. It was her most recent gig, and then she left it because she said, you know, it was harassment at her job because she wanted them to be journalists and to do things the right way. She won't admit it, but Trump won her over. And I interviewed Jeremy Murphy, who's got the new book out that's called F Off Chloe. And he's like, I voted for Biden, but I'm leaving the tribe. A gay guy in New York who voted for Biden. I'm leaving the tribe. I'm burning the entire village. I'm burning the crops and everything. They call it scorched earth. He's just like, I'm leaving no stone unturned. I hope he survives that. Anyway, Zuckerberg, changing the name. So social media reacted and people started saying, well, what should it be? You know, what should you call? And I said they should call it, I'll just say it this way, butt book. Yeah, butt book. That cleans it up. Instead of face, it's your butt. But I used a different word. Because instead of talking out of your mouth, when you're on Facebook, you got to be talking out of your buttocks. But other people joked about it. They were like, oh, really? The Imperial whatever from Star Wars? Darth Lord Zuckerberg? One guy said, just call it, your timeline won't make any chronological sense, and we'll show you ads for things you've only mentioned and not actually searched for yet on your phone. Okay. Well, another one said, call it Globex, which I really liked that because that comes from the movie with the cop, RoboCop. Another one said, call it Faceplant, alluding that that's what happened with Zuckerberg, a big faceplant. Guy's a scumbag. One said, I love this one, call it Bookie McBookface. Oh, man. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Another guy said this, taking a page out of Big Tobacco Playbook will really help with the we're not bad for your health messaging. Oh, man, they're not cutting old Zuck any slack. Let's see. Oh, I remember one of them, a guy said, yeah, nice try to rebrand yourself. You know, along those lines, nice try to rebrand yourself, even though we know what you're all about. And I wrote on this, I guess, Nazi book finally opened up, is an available URL. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.